Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 276, Power Rangers in Space, episode 26, The Secret of the Locket.
It aired October 21st, spooky, 1998, written by Jez Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
Wait, did you say 21st?
Yes, I did.
Why is that spooky?
It's a spooky month. there is a Halloween episode. Ooh. I don't know why
that
I'm doing
aired
Scott
on
Hall
Halloween
thing.
Or is it like
it
Halloween?
Aired on Halloween.
Themed.
I don't know if the episode is Halloween themed or not. That's in a while. Don't worry
it's
about
in
it.
10 days. That could be the next episode for all we know.
Look, not the point. So anyway, before we start, even though we've gotten off the rails, I want to get further off the rails because today I saw this theory online that Avril Lavigne died in 2003. And was replaced by a doppelganger.
Yes.
Okay.
Who is like an actual person who was actually hired by her as a lookalike.
To doppelgang for
her. To pretend to be her so the paparazzi would leave actual Avril Lavigne alone.
And then there's a lot of different ways the theory can go from there as to why this person whose name is Melissa has just taken over as Avril Lavigne. I say all this to say that I did listen to this song, What the Hell, about 9 times in a row today. And I haven't done that in a while for a song.
Not since Oops, I Did It Again, I don't think.
Even that was only once or twice in a row. This one literally just got its hooks into me, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. So everyone do yourself a favor, and get on your tube, and Google up Avril Lavigne's What the Hell. It's a good song.
Avril Lavigne? Question mark?
Just assume it's her. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. And sometimes you get these irreverent other things.
Sometimes we talk about, is Andrew W.K. just a series of other dirty guys?
It's that adjective that threw me off. I don't know. Is he Steve Mike? Well, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Anyway, look forward to our new podcast. Is it really them?
Is that them, though?
Is that them, though? We're going to go watch The Secret of the Locket. I'm pretty excited because I think I know what The Secret of the Locket is.
Ooh.
And it's been a very closely guarded secret here on the Morphin Grid with one exception, maybe.
That was like a long time ago, unless you have kept any of my slip-ups in.
Because
I'm really good at just being like, well, it's this.
Yeah, you play pretty fast and loose with the one rule that we have here. So we're going to go watch it right now. Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in Space.
And we're back, and we just watched The Secret of the Locket, and it was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh, you got lockets.
Oh, there are two discrete lockets in this episode. Stay tuned. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's hjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on Facebook. Why do I keep saying that? Josh?
Because people keep liking it.
Hey, stop.
Should I just delete it at this point, or should we leave it there?
I mean, we have a Discord. That's where all the cool people are anyway.
If anyone is listening to this that can only contact us through Facebook, let me know. If I don't hear about it by the end of June, Facebook page is gone.
It's gone. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be great. It helps out a bunch. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you want to support the show monetarily, that's the best and only way to do it. We don't have ads because I hate them and because who would pay us? Have you heard us talk?
Apparently.
I know like 45 people. Yeah, but like, I mean, what company is like, you know who I want representing my brand?
We could get
these idiots.
Bombas socks.
Well,
stamps.com.
No, stamps is a very big one.
Okay, so you have to be popular to get
stamps.
All right,
super
stamps
pops.
Stamps
yeah.
is out.
Stamps is out.
Maybe not Bombas, but maybe like What's Sock Club?
Yeah, what's this?
That's a real one.
Is Sock Club a real one?
Sockclub.com is a real one.
Let's just find all the big popular ones and find their very low rent competitors.
Yeah.
And be like, hey.
Me undies? How about
your undies?
My, what's another funny word for undies?
Grundies.
My knickers. my Nickies.
I don't think I like that. I don't think I like that at all. Is the problem. So anyway, patreon.com/JJakeandJosh helps out a bunch, helps us pay the bills. Josh and I, not to like get super personal or try to guilt you or anything, but like work has decided that it doesn't like giving us hours anymore. So that's yeah. That's a fun thing that's been going on for us lately. And our Patreon has been helping a ton to make up the difference. So that's the whole spiel on that. We have nothing. It's a Friday episode anyway, but we also have nothing because the last episode hasn't aired yet. So like we're ahead. We're going to jump in now.
Okay.
We start off with Andros fighting Darkonda, just like right out the gate. No time to mess around. They are sword fighting. There is a moment where he teleports 20 feet in front of, like, right up to Andros and slashes him. Don't remember a ton of other stuff from the fight.
I do remember one thing from this fight, and it was, man, these Morph Power Rangers don't fight as good as Adam Park.
No, man. It's just like...
He's just so crisp. I can't not believe they did not keep Johnny Youngbosh on board to be a suit actor.
Just to bare minimum be a suit actor? I feel like he's worth more than that. Not to diminish what the suit actors do.
Yeah.
But he's like...
He's a face,
though. A face and a known quantity as far as Power Rangers go. And also, plus, like...
If he was in a suit kicking someone like that, you would know.
Yeah, you'd be like, come on. Like,
why is the Blue Ranger exceptionally better than all the other ones at fighting?
It's weird that DJ gets super great at fighting when he morphs. That's pretty crazy, huh? So Clippy is watching from the bushes. He's like behind a tree or something. And he's like, he's interesting.
Ooh, yes.
Look at this.
It's like rubbing his chin.
Yeah. I don't know. His
cyber chin.
I don't understand... Because, like, having seen the whole episode, I don't understand what exactly he's looking for.
I have no idea what Ecliptor's motivations are for this entire episode.
Yeah, it, you think you get it, but then at the end you're like, I don't know if I do, though, actually. At some point, Darkonda disarms Andros, and he has both swords, and he throws the Spiral Saber back at Andros, who just, like, kicks it up because he's a Power Ranger and they can do that. And then it's the old Kansas City Shuffle, because when Darkonda looks up, that's when Andros does a real slow spin around.
Yes.
And with both of his little guns.
In super slow motion.
Yeah. And he says like 25 words, maybe.
He does talk. This whole episode, Andros kind of talks a lot.
Especially in the fights and like this, specifically in his slow motion turnaround. It's like a Superman panel where it's like, he's punching someone, and it's like, you see, bad guy man, I am Superman, and I will not let you harm. And it's like this huge paragraph, and it's like, but that's one frame? How long were you set? What part does, which word does the punch occur at?
Right.
I wonder. That's kind of what Andros has going on this episode. Andros has him, like, he grabs his Spiral Saber out of the air and, like, slashes him, and then, like, has it to his head. And then Clippy's like, let me get a little bit better of a look, and steps on the one branch.
Well, before that, Darkonda is like egging him on. He's like, go ahead, kill me, and you'll never find out where your sister is.
Because
the whole time while they're
fighting. That's what they're talking about, yeah.
They're being like, you kidnapped my sister. He's like, oh yeah, it was great.
Oh, I kidnapped the crap out of her.
Best kidnapping I ever did.
Best kidnapping anybody ever did. Number one kidnapping in all of space. Then Clippy steps on a stick. And
the stick in the forest.
There's literally, it's a forest. It's flat dirt with some leaves on it that's not like crunchy or anything. And there's one stick that's snappable. And he's like, oh, and he slips back behind the tree. But it's long enough for Anders to turn around and Darkonda to vanish. Just 100% vanish. We cut to the theme song. And when we come back, Anders is looking for him, which I was not expecting. I didn't think we would still be in the forest when we came back, and it really threw me for a loop.
Back on the mega ship or something.
Yeah. So, he's like, I'll never stop looking for you. I will find you. Darkonda, and Darkonda's like in the forest somewhere, like, just hiding.
He's like a tree behind him. He's not that far away.
And he's like, oh yeah, you will. Also, Andros, I do want to point out, does not have a lot of passion in this voiceover. He's like, I'll get you, I promise.
Yeah, Darkonda. If it takes me forever, I will find
you. I will find you, Darkonda. So he leaves, and then Darkonda steps out from behind a tree, because he was just hiding.
He was up in one. He jumps out of it.
Right, right. But like, and
but like, if Andros looked up, oh, yeah, there's Darkonda.
He's not in a Batman suit. He can turn his head, you know. Darkonda stays and talks to himself, and he's like, oh, I'll get you. You'll find me, Red Ranger.
I really liked this whole sequence for just how kind of absurd it is to see this, like, pure evil Freddy Krueger looking like flesh monster.
Venipede, yeah.
Setting up a trap in the woods.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times you don't see the setup. It's just there's a trap there. And it's implied that they set it up. But to watch him like put the things in the trees and plant the mine on the ground and like cover it up with brush, like, it's just really cute somehow.
Yeah. It really threw me off because I was like, oh, we're still in the woods. Okay. And then he's like, yeah, you'll find me. And then it cuts to him like, a minute later, putting lasers into trees, and I'm like, oh, we're still in the woods. We're just going to stay in the woods for a while?
This is a woods-sponsored episode.
I guess. So he sets up a trap. I thought the lasers were cameras at first. They're not. They're lasers. He sets up, there's like this little pressure pad that he puts a bunch of little sticks and leaves and stuff over most of it. The button is still exposed, which you don't need to leave that open, like, that's pressure sensitive.
I guess what it is that I always assumed they made the Quantrons do all this stuff, but Darkonda doesn't have
He doesn't have any, yeah. So he's got to make do. He's doing him. So then he sets up, he's like, all right, perfect, the trap. And I was like, all right, cool, now we're going to cut away. And then he's like, now I have to test it. I was like, oh my God, we're still in the woods. We're still just going to stay in the woods.
It's been like 26 minutes.
It's been a long time. And so he takes like a stick or a rock or whatever. And
it's a woods item.
He found something in the woods and he throws it onto the trap. And all the lasers in succession, it's like, shoot at that. And then there's like an explosion. So I don't know what part is the trap.
The lasers blow up whatever they shoot. That's the trap.
Okay.
So you stand on that, you get shot by the lasers, and then you explode.
Okay. It didn't seem like that to me because like it looked like the lasers were going to laze. That's the
Lasers gonna laze.
Lasers gonna laze. And then it looked like the pressure trap blew up also. So I think that's not it, and I'm just looking at it in a weird way.
It could. I mean, I could see how it would look like that because it is like almost like a mushroom cloud explosion comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
So it does kind of look like it, but it can't unless he has another one.
Yeah, because that was just the test for the first one. Right. And wouldn't that explosion also clear away the brush that was on there?
He covered it up again. They're not going to show him cover it up twice.
No, no, no. That would be ridiculous. So he does some gloating. He's like, yeah, all right, I'm gonna get you. You're going to find me and I'm going to blow you up.
Yeah, he's like, and it won't take forever.
And then I was like, now we're going to cut away. And then we cut over to Clippy still in the woods. I'm like, we're just going to be in the woods the whole time, I guess. And then Clippy,
I didn't notice how long we were in the woods until were talking about it now.
It felt like forever. And then Clippy's there like, he says, it's not going to take forever. And then Clippy's like, yes, exactly.
Well, no, he says it's not going to take forever. And I will be the last thing you ever find. And that's when Clippy's like, yes, exactly.
Exactly. And I was like, what? What are you?
Oh, I know what he means.
I know, but like also no, because of how the end goes.
Well, but he doesn't know that. He said if Andros gets destroyed, he'll never find anything or anyone again.
I guess. I don't know. I just feel like Clippy is being a little obtuse, and I don't... Normally, he's very straightforward.
Don't worry. The episode's going to shove your face right in it in a minute.
Okay. Oh, yes, it will. So we cut back to the Astro Megaship. It's bedtime.
We're out of the woods.
We're out of the woods. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We are out of the woods. Andros is having a bad dream about Corone being taken. You guys know, Corone. It's that again for the 100th time. So he sits up because he's all sweaty. He's got that Carlos sweat going on.
He's been training how to sweat with Carlos.
I guess, yeah, sweating to the Carlos. No, no. No, I said it and I regret that.
I understand.
So he's like, oh, I gotta go look at a picture. And so he goes over to his desk and he has a picture of him as a kid as a bad picture. Sorry, kid.
He's just like grumping at the camera.
Like, they're like, hey, we're taking a picture. He's like, you just spray painted my head these stupid yellow lines. I hate you. And there's a picture of Carone, and she is smiling, and they're in space frames.
Yeah. They're this like silver. They're tall. There's enough room that you could put another picture window underneath it, but there isn't one, and they're curved.
They're like a quarter cylinder.
Like space
frames. Look at how sleek it is. So then he picks up Carone's, and he's looking at it, and we fade out, and we fade to Astronema looking at space. I guess
she's
in a room, yeah, just
thinking,
like,
about stuff.
Thinking about stuff. She's got her necklace and she's like looking at her. The toys are very much in the background in this shot.
Oh yeah, almost like a focal point.
Dowd asked if we thought that this might be like subliminal advertising for the toy line, and maybe, but also subliminal.
It's might, pretty bliminal.
Might be giving them some credit. It's bliminal. It's almost super liminal. Which, like, kids, buy the toys.
It's missing like one neon sign.
Yeah.
With like the price on it.
Yeah. She doesn't pick one up and go, man, these are great Power Rangers figures available at Toys R Us and other local retailers.
They're perfect for planning my attacks on the Power Rangers with their action figures. $9.99 at Toys R Us.
Clippy comes in. He's like, Astronema, what's wrong? And she's like, tell me again how you found me. And have this is the first time we're hearing about this, right? Like actually the deal with with her parentage.
I mean, Ecliptor definitely has said in the past, like, I raised you.
Yeah. We didn't get the full extent of it.
Yeah, in this conversation, he says, I raised you as my daughter.
I'm your dad.
So over the course of like three episodes, he went from top henchman to dad.
That's a big promotion. He's like, you were left at my doorstep.
What do you think Clippy's house looks like?
I just imagine it looks like a house, but with his paint color. His, like black, like, and green.
Yeah, like wireframe.
Yeah, and like all like bumpy and weird angles and
it's
stuff.
It's just like on a street with regular houses.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of two nice white homes.
Yeah,
just
like
nice
suburbs. Like, yeah, it's two like...
Answers the door in his robe and there's a baby on the doorstep.
With like... a blue wig, which brings us
or
to...
Or does he have his hair wrapped up in a towel?
Well, he might. But can you imagine little baby, big the purple Astronema wig on?
Oh, you're talking... Okay. Yeah. Well, she would probably have the purple wig on.
Yeah. That's why I corrected afterwards.
But in this episode, she does have a new wig. She's got that, like, cobalt neon blue wig.
Yeah.
Super blue. I put it on here, not as good as the Black Pharaoh, but better than the last one, better than the Cinnamon Roll. So the blue wig is currently number 3.
I feel like the Cinnamon Roll is a very misnamed because it's blonde.
But it's got like the brown parts in it.
Yeah.
And in the first episode, it kind of curled up into the top of her
hair.
That's
true.
And then after that, it just, like, fell out.
99 out of 100 people would not look at it and go, cinnamon roll, and then there's you who went.
I'm the one in 100.
Cinnamon roll. That's
I'm the one behind the one in 1 in 100.
In 1 in 100. So he tells her that he found her, and he raised her since she was a baby, and that her family was killed by the Power Rangers. Her mom and her dad and her brother killed by the Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. You know how Power Rangers are a notoriously murderous group. And does he say killed?
I think he might say destroyed.
I don't think he did. He says destroyed later, but I feel like they might have slipped one by.
They might have.
I'll have to watch it again, just like that part. Or if anyone else watched it, let me know. But I feel like he just said... No, maybe he did say destroyed. Now, I don't know. Now I'm torn. We'll get to the bottom of this one day.
I feel like I'm so programmed... So hearing them say, like, destroyed or just, like, ended or whatever.
Taken care of.
Yeah, that if he said they were killed by Power Rangers, I'd have been like, whoa, Ecliptor.
Well, yeah, because, like, when Zane said it, we were like, Zane!
Yeah.
You can't say those words.
Excuse you, wash your filthy potty mouth.
You kiss your dead mom with that mouth. We don't know if his mom is dead.
We don't.
I assume
we don't really know if any of the KO-35ians are dead.
Well, they were on the mining planet,
yeah.
But we don't know how many of them didn't make it.
I'm going to assume none of them were Andros or Zane's parents, because none of them were like, son!
You are my son, Zane! You're not dead! Or in a fridge anymore.
And Andros is like, yeah, I put him in a fridge for 2 years. Didn't I tell you I had your son in a fridge?
In my house?
In a
secret room in my house? He was in a fridge?
My computer girlfriend?
He was a
was watching him? Probably not girlfriend.
Nanny?
His nanny. Computer nanny's nanny? A good one. I'll go with nanny.
She's like, I don't know what it is. Astronomer, not the nanny, not Deca. Astronomer's like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like my brother is still alive and is still out there. And he's like, quit it.
No.
And she's like, okay, you're right. Attack Earth.
And then it just smash cuts to a bat monster blowing up a like business park.
There's like it's like a business park. There's some rubble in the foreground and some fire and people running around. And there's like a big bat who looks like a bat. Man, not Batman.
He looks like a man bat.
He looks like a man bat.
But if a man bat was a Noi bat.
Yeah. If a Noi bat was a Dracula.
Yeah.
It would be this monster who I'm going to call Noi Bat Dracula.
Fair enough. He does not get a name that I remember.
So the Rangers get the call that Noi Bat Dracula is attacking Earth. So they run down there. I do want to pay special attention to Ashley's hair. It's in a ponytail, but it's like a medium high ponytail, and she has like the 90s-est scrunchie up in there.
It's a very, very large yellow scrunchie.
It's super big, and it's one of those ones where it's like a Mobius strip, like rotating around it. Not necessarily like here's a big scrunchie, but there's like an elastic, and around it is this like galaxy spiral gram type deal. And it's just like, I haven't seen one of those since my sister had one in 97. brings me back. So Rangers jump down, they go there, they start helping. Astronema is also there overseeing Noi Bat Dracula and some Quantrons. Clippy's behind her, and there's like a mom and her two kids, and she's like ushering them away, but like Quantrons are like just like harassing them.
Yeah, one of them has that like giant swing blade. I don't know what that's actually called.
A baklava.
Isn't that like guerrilla street fighting? No, that's Krav Maga.
A baklava is a pastry.
Okay.
I'm thinking of something from Star Trek, but I could not tell you what it is called because I am not a Trekko.
I'm going to call it a swing blade.
That seems like...
Because you like, it's a blade and you swing it.
And you swing it? That sounds good.
Yeah. He's like chasing
Bat-lava?
His family.
I don't know.
Bat-lava is a season one callback joke. We've had a lot of those
because
this season.
I thought that's what these things were called, and they had the American Gladiators version.
Right. The cotton swabs.
Hey, guys, I still don't know what that's called. 3 years later. I don't know.
But this Quantron is, he looks a little different from like your standard Quantron. He's all white, and his like chest piece and his helmet have the gold trim on them. So he's like a top commander.
He's like a number
one. He's a Captain Quantron. He's
your number one son, Captain Quantron.
He's chasing the family with his giant swing blade.
And the mom yells, and like Andros sees this and Astronema sees this. And the mom yells, Andrew, Karen. And Andros is like, huh? And he like backflips over a Quantron and starts running over. Like, come on, guys. Astronema also sees this and is like having second thoughts because she was just talking about her family. And like, I think that's still on her mind, even though
right.
Ecliptor was like, hey, quit it. Don't.
They're dead by Power Rangers.
they were killed by a Ranger. Don't look into it. And so Anders runs over and he like gets them behind him and I think kicks like two Quantrons away. But then Captain Quantron comes at him with the swing blade. And instead of shooting him or hitting him with a weapon, he just turns around and like, I'll protect you.
Right.
And like
hugs the family.
Hugs them. He's like, I guess I'll die here, Andrew and Karen. Which Karen. If there are any Karens listening, I apologize for what I'm about to say. That's kind of like like a middle-aged woman's name.
It's not a kid's name. I haven't. Nobody named their kid Karen,
no,
right?
I mean, at some point, yeah. But I haven't met any new Karens.
No fresh Karens.
There's no fresh Karens. It's like, these are my children, Ethel and Eustace. No, those are old people that you're talking about. It has to be. But I guess Karen's the closest thing they could find to Carone. And if they would have been right. Like, Andrew, Carrie, I don't know if that would have, I mean, that would have been fine.
I think that would have worked.
That would have tripped Andros's, like, you know?
Yeah.
So he's about to get murdered protecting Andrew and Karen. Is by this, Captain this, Quantron.
Okay, this one gag is not how they named these characters, right? That would be ridiculous.
Why they named Andros and Carone that? Is so that because it was also an Andrew and Karen sort of name? Slant rhyme name?
I'm going to assume Andrew and Karen came after.
They were the egg.
But Carone is such a weird name.
Well,
that's like, how do you land on Carone?
Now you know, I don't know. Now I'm worried. Because
Andros, I get. That is like a spacey name, and I...
like he's a Star Fox bad guy.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's space.
Carone?
Carone is a lot like Karen.
It's space Karen.
And then the other one, the only other names we've gotten are Quinoa, Tequila, and Zane.
Zane. And Zane is named Zane because it's A to Z.
Yeah, and he's Zane.
Zane.
With an H to make it spacey. So maybe they were like, we'll name there's our leaders, the new Red Ranger. Hey, I'm going to pitch you Power Rangers in space. The leader's name is Andrew. And he's looking for his sister, Karen. And Spawn's like, spacey. And he's like, Andros and Carone. Carone. And Saban's like, continue.
You've hit now, the space
now
button.
You got me. Anyway, back in here. Captain Quantron is about to murder. Remember before we were talking about Andrew and Karen when Captain Quantron was about to kill Andros? He's still about to do that. And so he goes to swing and lightning hits him. And he dies.
He dies.
And he just falls over dead. And Andros looks around, and Astronema is there.
And this is, again, Andros being, like, way too wordy. Because he could have just been like, what?
What?
And then, like, well, I still have to save these people. But instead he's like, what? Astronema? It was you?
It was you?
How come? Why did you do that? Astronema? Why did you kill a Quantron instead of the family? Astronema? Why?
And
you?
She... and she just, like... stands up. Clippy's like, what was that? What were you doing here? She didn't say anything.
No.
Andros goes back to, he's like, get out of here to Karen and Andrew and Mom. Like, get out of here. Go. Go find somewhere safe, I guess. And then he goes back to fighting Quantrons as Astronema leaves without an explanation. Then I was taking some notes, and what happened was Darkonda ran by and turned into the Flash.
Right before he runs Flash style, he just like steps out from behind a bush and is like, hey, Andros, you looking for me? And then he runs away.
Okay. Now, I know he can teleport, and we've seen him do a lot of cool teleports, and I like that gimmick. But now he can also run like the Flash.
He's got to go fast, Jake. Jake, have you ever went fast?
Not like this.
It is a really cool effect. I think it's green screen, but it might be like a treadmill, maybe, but it's like Darkonda running at a regular speed while the background scrolls very quickly behind him, and it's a really neat effect because it looks like he's taking just very large strides instead of running very fast.
There's also some points where it'll like pull back and you'll see him running and it will be like a solid line of
like
Darkonda. Yeah, like a Tron, and it looks really cool. He runs into the woods, Darkonda does. Andros calls his astral glider, jumps on it, gives chase, and then he gets to the edge of the woods, gets off the galaxy glider that we've already seen in these woods for 20 minutes earlier, and they're very spacious, plenty of room to galaxy glide around here. So he hops off, and he starts like cautiously going in, and he's like, where are you, Darkonda? I'm going to get you. And then Darkonda is like behind a tree, and he's like, step into my parlor, said the spider to the fly, which is like a thing.
Yeah.
That took a line. I don't know what it's from, but I've heard it a million times. I just don't know what the origin is.
Some kind of fairy tale or something.
Probably. See, this is how my, if it is from Fairy Tail, this is how I have weirdly specific knowledge about certain things, because I was ready with the scorpion and the toad a couple episodes ago, but I got nothing for the spider and the fly, even though you'd think that'd be a more common one, and maybe it is. And he's got a parlor, like a fancy rich 1% billionaire. This is the top 1% of spiders. He has a parlor. Don't sit on his couches. Those are for company. Fucking parlors.
Why are you so mad?
I don't understand a parlor.
Isn't it a living room?
No, it's a second living room.
Okay.
And that is Sega Genesis territory for me.
You keep your Sega Genesis in the parlor.
In the parlor. Only your fancy rich friends can come over. And I mean, they have their own. Obviously. Yeah,
no, there's a salary cutoff before you can enter the parlor.
But yeah,
there's a red velvet rope and a bouncer at all times. And if you don't make X amount of dollars a year, you can't come into the parlor.
You
can't come in.
You cannot play the Sega Genesis in here.
No Sonic 2 for you, mister.
No. Knuckles is right out. Anyway. Hey, if you guys want to know what I'm weird about, that's one of them. It's parlors, I guess. Don't talk to me about maple syrup. I get mean. Clippy shows up. They're fighting. Andros and Darkonda fight. And he's like, if you beat me, I'll tell you where your sister is. But if I win, and Andros is like, I don't make deals, and just attacks him. Which I kind of like. Because it's still like, yes, he wants to find his sister very badly. But also, he's still a good guy.
Yeah.
So he's got to like have straddle that line.
Also, if Darkonda wins, then he's dead.
Well, by beat, I think he means, like, subdue, like, earlier how he had him beat.
Andros isn't going to tap out, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, but if he's, like, hogtied and stabbed once,
that's, I guess not, he would be defeated.
He's defeated, if not maimed a little bit. So Clippy is there watching this, and he's like, oh, this is getting interesting. And I still don't know how much he knows.
Why aren't you checking on your daughter? She's obviously distraught.
Your daughter, boss, is just like walking away somewhere.
Oh, God. Jake.
No, she's not the boss baby.
Astronema's a boss baby,
she
I think.
She used to be. Now she's a boss teen.
She started out a boss baby.
Started out the boss baby. Now she's here. Was that too far to go?
No, I'll accept
okay.
it.
Okay.
I like it.
So then Darkonda goads him because he sees a trap. And he's like, come on, nerd. I know all about your sister when I stole her. So good. And it's like, ah, and starts running. And then Keith Lee style, Clippy pounces from off screen and just knocks Andros out of the way of the trap.
It is a really good shot because it just shows Ecliptor in the air for a minute. And so, like, you think maybe he's coming down on Darkonda.
Yeah.
But instead, he just, like, shoves Andros out of the way. Which makes Darkonda so mad that he walks up and stomps on his own trap. Just,
and he steps and he looks up and he goes, did I do that? And then he blows up. He gets exploded by his own trap.
He does a Green Goblin from Spider-Man 1. He just like looks in the camera and goes, oh.
And then he
gets stabbed
did.
In his own gooch.
Yeah, he gets, well, Norman Osborn did not get stabbed in the gooch.
Not in the gooch, but it was below the stomach.
It's north of the gooch.
North of the gooch.
For
it's
sure.
It's above the bits and pieces. But it's below the stomach.
It's north of the downstairs mix-up, south of a belly button.
Is this what is called the bread basket?
This is your equator?
Your pelvis.
Right in your pelvic equator is where Green Goblin got stabbed. Hey, quick question. Gooch is PG, right? We can keep Gooch in because we've said it 100 times.
I think Gooch is one of those words that like a kid's going to hear and it's just going to go over there.
Right over their head. Hey, do you want to? No, never mind. It's not. This is a story for another time. It's for a story for an After Dark podcast. Never mind. I won't tell you the story tangentially related to Gooch's. So
now everybody listening is clamoring
wants to know
for Jake's Gooch story.
Well, guess what? I'll say it in the Discord. You gotta pony up that cash. The Gooch story is behind a paywall now. It's not really a good. You'll hear all about it on the Discord, patreon.com/JakeandJosh. So Andros is like, why did you do that? Now he's dead. And Clippy's like, listen, boy, I just saved your life. You're welcome.
I'm never gonna do that again.
Yeah.
This is why I'm like, why?
Why?
Ecliptor, what are you thinking.
Let's table this and talk about it at the end.
Because earlier in the episode, we'll talk about it at the end. I just want to point this out now. Earlier in the episode, he was like, yes, destroy him.
Was he, though? Was it? Because
that's the way I read it.
That's not the way I read it, but like it could go either way because Clippy's just like, yes, I'm being ambiguous in the woods over here.
All right, we'll leave this discussion on pause until we get a little deeper.
Until we get a little deeper into this episode. So he dips. Andros rejoins the fight and Astronomer blasts him immediately. I feel like this is her being like, I saved those kids because I was thinking about my family and all that.
Right. I don't care about you,
but I don't care about you. So they fight.
This is probably unintentional, but it's a really nice touch because Andros comes back and he's like, guys, I'm back. And as soon as he says back, he gets shot in the back.
Right in the back, yeah. It's good stuff. Old Mr. Keeter is earning his salt to this episode. So they have a fight, Andros and Astronomer do, and she obviously is not morphed, so she doesn't have a stunt double or anything. And in all the close-ups, it's Melody Perkins.
Yeah, which is impressive because she's got some heels slash platforms on.
They're like platform heels. Her armor is like pretty clunky up top.
It's very bulky, yeah.
It looks... I can't stress enough how much I love that she has battle armor. I think it looks awesome.
I wish there was some kind of helmet to accompany it.
I don't think it needs... I mean, practically, yes, there should be a helmet because your brain is where your helmet protects. And that's usually a soft spot. But I like that it's not, like, sexy in any way. Like, her battle armor is practical battle armor.
I mean, look, it's a latex black cat suit. But the battle armor is just cool.
It's just, like rad battle armor. And, like, these sweet gauntlets. And she's got her wrath staff, which is pretty sweet. They're fighting and like they're going toe to toe. Astronomer's got moves.
She's proven before that she's not a slouch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she just beat them up before too.
Yeah.
So he like slashes at her throat and thankfully misses, but hits her locket, where, if you'll recall the title of this episode, there might be some secrets.
Oh, you got secrets?
I think Astronomer might got some secrets in that locket. Stay tuned. So it like lands somewhere on like some rubble and she's like, what did you do? And he's like, give it up, Astronomer.
Well, he does, before he like starts trash talking her again, he does say, what was that? So like he did notice that he knocked something off of her.
He's like, that wasn't a neck.
That wasn't your head flying into the rubble.
What was it? It's a little heavy-handed, him being like, what was that neck? Like, what was that? I need to find it, because it came off of you. So, like, I need to find it? It's probably helpful to me somehow.
What if he was like, I need to find that and return it to you? That's yours.
It's your personal private property, and I just want to give it back. But it's, just, like, a little heavy-handed, but, like, it's Power Rangers. If it wasn't a little heavy-handed, I'd be worried. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? You feeling okay? You're being subtle, and I know you don't like that. All of her henchmen, or Quantrons and Noibat Dracula run away. Like, they're on their way out.
Dracula falls over and is just on the ground kicking his feet.
Yeah. the other Rangers come up and they basically surround Astronomer. Well, they don't surround her. They like surround her from the front, I guess. Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
Corner her?
There's clearly a way out.
I mean, she could go.
She could leave, but
they confront her.
Yeah. And they're like, give it up, Astronomer. Even your henchmen are leaving, because they're all like, the Quantrons have helped Noibat Dracula up and they're all running away. And she's like, never, and teleports away.
Well, she fires the satellite lasers, right, and then she teleports away.
Yeah.
I thought she was firing them at herself, because she points her staff into the air and just yells, fire the satellite lasers.
She points her staff in the air, yells, fire the satellite lasers, and then the next shot we get is lasers coming down at, like, the same angle, and it looks like she's like, grow me, I'm going to take care of business today.
God, that would be just awesome.
That would rule. But alas, she just grew Noibat Dracula, which is a real great distraction. A giant monster, pretty distracting. And then dips, but not before taking her necklace. Or did she? Stay tuned. They can't find it. Andros is looking around. He's like, I thought it was right here. And I was like, hey, buddy, there's a monster.
Yeah.
You've got a problem.
He's like kicking a building, and Andros is like, what was that thing?
What was that? There was like a thing. I didn't see it. Hey, have you guys seen a thing? And they're like, Andros!
He's like, right. Megazord power now. Yeah.
So then we get a really weird Zord fight. Let me see if I can figure out what happened in this Zord fight. There is Noibat Dracula versus the Astro Megaship. Astro Megazord. Noibat Dracula has sound powers like bats do.
He changes frequency, says Cassie.
Cassie tries to lock on. We get the little cell phone, which I guess is a frequency tracker. It doesn't work because she's like, he changed frequencies, we're doomed. And yeah. It's like,
and it's just like draining their power somehow.
It's draining their energy. It's like two solid minutes of them. And they're like, no, please don't stop.
And so they are basically helpless.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the problem is just fixed.
You've heard of Deus Ex Machina.
Yes.
God from the Machine. It's where the origin of it is on plays. If they didn't know how to end a play, they would literally just have a statue of a god come down, or someone dressed as a god, just like come down from a crane and be like, I fixed this. And that was it. That was the end of the play. This is Deus Ex Van?
There's like a radio station van blasting counter signals.
Well, there is and there isn't, because there is a radio station. I didn't see an actual van, but I did see that like graphic of like the grid outline.
There was definitely something. Maybe it wasn't a van. But I think it was a yellow van with a satellite dish on the roof.
In the graphic, there was a van with a satellite dish on it shooting Neubad Dracula. I didn't see a real version of it, and I was like, what?
That's okay. The problem's fixed.
Yeah, I guess. You couldn't have just had Bulk and Skull and Phenomenus just be like, we gotcha. Like, just one thing.
Bulk and Skull get one moment. They can't have two.
I know. Well, they get one moment per season usually.
Yeah.
Because in Zio, they had the moment.
Last episode, they literally had a single moment.
Yeah, that was it. It would have been nice to sell, because it was like, oh, it's a van. Like, you have a van. Like,
you have characters with a van.
Like, it would make sense, but they're like, nope, it's just fine. And they kill it. And then that's over.
He's like, my sound powers are useless, so they cut him.
so he would be really hard to rank on the WMAC monsters. Like, it'd be real hard to figure out if he would beat someone or not, because maybe he would, but maybe there'd be a van.
I don't know. If monsters are fighting, though, are the civilians going to help one over the other?
I mean,
you see,
I don't know.
Depends who he's fighting.
That's true. We'll never know. I mean, we will eventually, but not right now, because In Space is DQ'd from this first round. First bracket, I guess I should say. So they kill him. He's dead. Then we come back to Andros, who's just wandering through the rubble. And it turns out that Astronema didn't find her necklace. He just didn't know where it landed, because he finds it on some rubble that I guess where it landed for real. And so he goes over and he picks it up, and she's like, don't touch that. And so he opens it, and it's a picture of Caron and Andros as babies.
Wait,
as,
what?
As children. Hold on. He's like, where did you get this? She's like, I've had it forever. And he's like, oh. And she takes it back from him. And he's like stunned at this point.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've had mine forever too. And he opens his, and it's also him and Caron.
It's the same picture.
It's the same pictures.
Why aren't these ones publicity shots?
I don't know. Why didn't they try a second picture of Grumpy Baby Andros? These are some questions that we all have. And he says, you're Caron. And she doesn't hear him, I guess?
No, she reacts to the name.
I didn't think she did.
Every time
right.
that he says, you're Caron, her head like swivels a little tiny bit.
Just like a micro expression.
It's like, oh, no, gross.
No, and
that's
then,
basically Karen. Ugh.
Do I look like a Karen to you? I'm not 40. Come on.
Again, any Karen.
Any
we're Karens, so,
I
we're so sorry.
I'm very sorry. So, my roommate's name is George, and he's younger than Josh. He's older than me, but younger than Josh. So
he's younger than me by months.
We call him Tony, though, so it doesn't count. Sorry, Karen. So, he says, like, you're my sister. Like, I'm your brother. Like, this is the same picture. Like, obviously, you are my long lost sister who got kidnapped. And she's like, for a second, she's like, that sounds about right. But then she's like, no, nice try, Red Ranger. You're not going to get me with that.
She basically panic runs.
Yeah. And then she teleports away.
Because I think to her, like, it does make too much sense. And she just doesn't want to deal with that right now.
Yeah. For
so she yells at him for killing her brother, says his tricks aren't going to work, and she bounces. He's out.
All right, look, she's Caron. Right.
Right, guys? I mean, this episode beats you over the head with
like,
it.
Like, it's been cut out, but there were two times where we had to stop and go, and Josh was like, do we reveal it now? And I said, no, let's try not to. Because it fades from a picture of Carone to Astronema.
Yeah, like the face matches up. It's crazy.
And then later, when the, like, Karen, Andrew, like, Astronema looks first.
Astronema looks, yeah, I think when the name Karen is yelled.
It might have been both. I don't know, honestly.
Because I did not hear them say Andrew.
You
I'm
did?
Taking your, no, I'm taking your
oh,
word.
Oh, yeah, they said Andrew, Karen. Because
the little girl falls, and I think the little boy runs back to pick her up and yells, Karen!
He does, but then the mom is like, Andrew, Karen, come on!
Okay.
So, trust me on this
one. Oh, no, I do believe, there's a lot of things that I miss just because, like, attention spans, you know?
Heck of a drug. So, she is Carone, but let's say for a second that she wasn't, and that her, what she thinks is real was the truth. Andros would have been a child. He wouldn't have killed her family.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been a ranger yet.
Yeah, because she's like, you killed my family, like, specifically you, Andros. Like, no, that's a little stretching it. You're panicking. Get out of here. Go get some water.
That's exactly what she does.
So she leaves.
She gets out, has a bubba.
She goes to have a bubba somewhere. So we cut back to Darkonda's cave, where he's talking to Dark Specter. Do you remember last episode where Dark Specter was like, hey, kill Darkonda? Or no, it was two episodes ago. Where he's like, hey, you gotta kill Darkonda. And Clippy's like, done and done. Why now is he... What game are you playing, Dark Specter? Is what I'm wondering.
I just really wants to take Dina to the camp dance. That's a donkey lips joke.
That was a deep cut donkey. Is the Pink Ranger.
Yes. For sure.
What's the Yellow Ranger?
ZZ.
The baseball sports.
Oh, that's one? Telly.
Yeah. She rules.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Telly. Oh, Telly. Telly. Was Telly her last name?
No. No, it was Telly something. And
the only
name...
last name I remember is ZZ Ziff.
Isn't Budnick his last name?
Budnick is his last name. I don't remember his first name. I only know one name for everyone except for ZZ Ziff. I'm looking it up. Oh, yeah.
What a
cool... Telly Radford!
Telly Radford is one of the best names I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That is up there. It's like as good as Veronica Mars, as far as names go. So, Darkonda is talking to Dark Specter about how Andros knows that Astronema is Carone, and that she might believe it, and Dark Specter's like, no, my... influence is too strong over her, and we're like, and I'm like, hold on, what?
But here's the thing, maybe he doesn't know this because he's not just watching her sleep like a Ekliptor and Darkonda do,
right?
But this whole episode has been her like snapping out of it.
Yeah, I don't think he's seeing that stuff, so he probably doesn't know. And Darkonda isn't there and hasn't been there for like these things. He might have seen her like,
but
shoot. Captain Quantron.
But Darkonda did see firsthand Ekliptor save Andros, and he's not trying to do anything with Astronema. He's trying to throw Ekliptor to the wolves.
Yeah. Now,
because he's basically like, Astronema might know, and Dark Specter's like, no, I'm too evil. I've got too much control over her. And he's like, but Ekliptor is showing her like care and love, and like that doesn't work with evil.
Evil is the opposite of caring.
Yeah. So he's trying to get Ekliptor destroyed, pretty much.
Yeah, and we cut from there to Astronema and Ekliptor, where she basically like swears vengeance on the Power Rangers for killing her family, and she's like, I will destroy them if it's the last thing I do. And Clippy's like, like he knows.
Yeah.
Does he know?
I would assume so. Because I think the story of you were left on my doorstep and I raised you as my daughter is a cover for Darkonda kidnapped you and gave you to me. Gave you to Dark Specter, who like gave you to me to be raised as the princess of evil.
Yeah, okay, guys, I don't remember a lot from the whys and the wherefores of Carone being kidnapped. Please don't tell us.
Yeah, I don't remember why either.
Because I want to find out on the show as it happens, because I don't remember any of that, and I hope they say, like, why this one girl on KO35, like...
Because they could tell, because that snotty, grumpy kid had a red shirt on, they're like, oh, we're going to get him.
He's going to be a Red Ranger. We're going to give him a tragic backstory.
Hashtag got him.
Got him. So we cut to the Astro Mega ship where Andros is telling them, and he's like, yeah, all this time I've been looking for her. She's been right under my nose.
I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get the reaction of him being like, Astronema is Corone, and the other Rangers being like, excuse me?
Oh, Hamnu? yeah, everyone's like, oh, yeah, makes sense. Totally. And Ashley is like, she might not have any good left in her, though.
Yeah.
There's more to it than that, but that's...
Yeah, and Andros is like, no.
No.
And then TJ is like, you got to try to convince her of the truth. Yeah. Like,
and it's just
Andros. I just love how the Power Rangers are all just good.
Yeah, man. Like, Ashley says, like, she might not have any good in her left, but that's coming from a place of, like, I don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that's still looking out for her friend and just being a little
that's
cautious.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, but no. It's her boyfriend the same way Tommy and Kim were dating.
Maybe not this episode, but when they went to the play or the movie or whatever, it was a movie.
Did they go to a movie?
Star-Crossed Lovers?
Yes.
Yeah, you remember how excited Cassie was about
it? Yeah, well, that's all I remember is that she was like amped on it.
They came out of that theater holding hands, so.
Okay, yeah. They dating.
Yeah.
So that I understand. That makes sense. That works. TJ then being like, you have to, if she's good, you have to convince her to, like, or if she, even if she's not, you have to try to convince her to come back to our side. Like, you just have to do it because it's your sister. Like, that's good dude Red Ranger behavior, TJ. Ugh, he's so mad that we didn't get this through all of his stuff on Turbo. Anyway, fine. It's fine. It's good stuff. And that's where the episode ends. So, Josh.
Yes.
You started.
Mm-hmm.
I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say there's a lot of good stuff that I liked in this episode. I really liked how they handled Astronema's sort of face turn. Like, not like face turn. Hey, maybe these other things. Like, you know, like her thinking that her brother might be out there and, like, not letting him get killed because he's protecting kids. It, like, had her name and his, you know. Like, I like how that was all handled because it's, like, hold over from last episode. It's like it, you know, it all rolls over. And so I like that they just like kept that going.
Same. I like just how complex the characters are getting. And it's not like the main characters, it's the bad guys.
Yeah.
Astronema is like very deep at this point. There's a lot of stuff happening with Astronema, but the same could be said about Ecliptor.
And Darkonda.
Darkonda.
Like, they got like.
Darkonda's playing like, I don't even know how many games at this point.
At like three or four, like a lot. I'm going to say the worst is them deciding that, like, the secret's out.
Like, yeah, as soon as that picture faded, I was like, come on.
Guys. And then, like, Andrew and Karen, like, come on. We had a lot of fun talking about Andrew and Karen today.
We did.
But, like, come on, guys, come on.
Use that later, after we know.
Yeah. I thought the Locket stuff was going to come earlier, but I'm glad it didn't. Like,
yeah.
The actual Locket was, like, the basically the end.
I just wish that the cat stayed in the bag until Andros and Astronema were face to face with the Lockets.
Look, I was a dumb kid. I probably looked right past it, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's probably very true, but.
Like, I wasn't a 27 year old former recovering film student looking at it. I was a dumb kid being like, Power Rangers! You know?
Right. You didn't notice screen transitions.
Yeah, I didn't notice screen transitions and name similarity. Like, I'm not like, you know, like Rian Johnson. That's a deep cut Brothers Bloom reference. If anybody got that, let me know. So the MVP has got to be Astronema for me.
Yeah. I want to give it to Ecliptor, but I just don't know what he was doing. I thought he wanted Andros destroyed.
So
he wouldn't find Corone.
Yeah.
But then he saved him. So why did you do that?
I feel like he saved him because he saw that Astronema was...
Right.
Like, that's... Because he knows, he's like, I love her. I care about her.
Yeah.
I don't want her brother to die. Even if I don't necessarily want them to know about each other.
I don't want her brother to die, but I will definitely kill him in battle.
Yeah, I'll step on his neck in a mud puddle, yeah. But I'm not going to let Darkonda kill him.
Well, I mean, he stepped on his neck in a mud puddle before he knew that Corone was, like, figuring it all.
Yeah,
Now I'm just calling her Corone, I guess.
See, and you know what? Ronnie still works.
It does.
Brappadoo.
Still gonna just call her Melody until someone calls her something else.
Ronnie works the best.
You can call her Ronnie. I'm not taking that away from you.
I'm just saying it's going to get confusing. I'm going to get emails.
Call her Mel. Well, good. Then we'll have something to read on Mondays. Yes.
Yeah. And that's it. That's going to do it for us for today. Any other final thoughts on this episode before we get out of here?
No. I do know Ecliptor has some like real good stuff coming up.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. That's like going to be laid out over multiple episodes going forward.
Yeah. The next episode, Monday's episode, is called Astronomer Thinks Twice. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's a big one.
I bet, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I think from here on, they're all pretty big ones.
They're all pretty big. The story is starting to happen.
The story's like all the pieces are set. Like the table is set and it's dinner time.
Yeah. Here comes the main course.
Yeah.
This episode was the appetizer. Now here comes the main course.
The rest of it's
big. Here comes the turkey.
Yeah.
The whole turkey.
And some potatoes and some stuffing. Or dressing. If you're from, I guess, the South, maybe.
Dressing?
They call it dressing down here. I don't know. No, that's like they call stuffing dressing.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it goes inside. You stuff it into a turkey. You don't put it around a turkey. You don't dress a turkey up on the outside. You stuff it. Anyway.
A little stuffing soup.
I'm definitely going to get tweets about that.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway, that's Monday. I'm very excited. Until then,
may the power protect you.
Didn't seem like that. I'm going to take that again while I'm not yawning.
All right, I'm going to yawn though while you are.
Good, good, good.